Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Friends of the East Howis Library is Susan Elliott. Susan, how are you?
Real good, thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. You know what? Now that we are finally seeing the light of day with COVID, it's back to having some live kind of events taking place.
Yes, it is. It's great.
Yeah, and you've got one coming up Thursday night, as a matter of fact.
We do. For many, many years, the Friends of the East Howis Library has hosted an event called Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
Originally, it started, they had small events at the coffee shop that used to be near East Howis Park that
That's
I cannot
right.
remember
yeah.
the name of. But anyways, they had small ones. And over the last so many years, we've had bigger events. They're held at the East Howis Community Building
mm-hmm.
in the council chambers.
Okay.
And then after we go into the library where the author often presents their books and we'll sign them and mm-hmm. for further discussion. This week on Thursday at 6:30, we are having the author Cori Del Rio, and her book is called Bitter Business Bureau. An interesting thing about Cori is she's a local artist.
Oh.
She graduated from Towers High.
Wow.
And her mother, Brenda, was a teacher there. She taught Spanish and English at the school. And although Cori's mom passed away in December of 2020, she was able to see her have her book published.
Nice.
And Cori wanted to mention that she's a lunch lady at Towers High and that she wrote half of the book in the cozy atmosphere of East Towers Library.
Oh, wow. All right. Now, do it with some background on the book. Without giving away too much, we want folks to come on out and hear her. But
she describes it as a cozy mystery, a fun genre that encourages an armchair detective to relax with coffee and a pastry.
I love that.
It's about a small town girl in Ottawa Bay, and she's always wanted to work in criminology, but she ended up just owning the small coffee shop in the town.
Okay.
And a difficult member of the local business bureau is murdered in her shop, or found dead Ooh. In her shop, pardon
okay.
me. So the main character, Cassidy, and two friends try to lend a hand with the local police force, and mm-hmm. they soon find out that running a small business can be murder.
There you
so,
go. Wow. Yeah.
Cori will be there Thursday to talk about her book. She's going to do a little bit of a reading.
Okay.
And talk about her process for writing.
Now, this is a free presentation, right? Everyone's welcome to
come
on out. Yeah.
We do ask right now that, or encourage masks, just because. Unfortunately, the last couple years we've not held the event because of COVID, but we're really excited to get it started up again.
And speaking of that, you've got another one you're already planning
yes,
in the works.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have another Cabin Fever event March 10th, and that author is Kat Tedson, and her book is called Haunted Travels of Michigan.
Ooh, all right.
So I'm not sure what she's going to present, but it sounds real interesting to me.
Very nice. Now, how about a little bit about the Friends of the East Howis Library?
Well, our organization was started quite a few years ago by local citizens that wanted to see a new library built in East Howis.
Yeah.
And they worked hard. They are the ones that developed the beer and wine tasting event that's held in East Howis the first weekend of August.
Howis Uncorked, yeah.
Yes. And through that, they started fundraising, and again, to help create the library. And after many years, that came true, which we are real, real happy about.
Sure.
Now our group works to fundraise to build. We have a foundation,
mm-hmm.
and then also we present Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
We present Baby's First Book to all new babies at our local hospital.
Yeah.
We have a working together with the Friends of Towers City Library. We call them Booked for Lunch.
Oh, sure.
And that's all through the summers. We on Thursday afternoons we meet at usually at a local park and share books with children, and then each child leaves each week with a new book.
Nice.
So that's real nice.
Yeah.
And then we also hold a bookmark contest for fourth grade students in our district. So
very good. Stay busy throughout the year. And of course, the first of the Cabin Fever series with Corinne Del Rio this Thursday night, 6:30. And that'll be right there at the community center on Newman Street in East Howis. Indeed. From the Friends of the East Howis Library, Susan Elliott. Susan, a pleasure to have you on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.